Thank you, Penelope. Our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording begins with a plea for the council to stop sending text messages. Norwich residents are complaining about constant contact from the council, claiming they're being bombarded with text messages. The messages from Norwich City Council revolve around discussions and opinions on the three new unitary councils coming to Norfolk. While the council says it's sparked debate on the subject, others, such as Graham Colt, who lives in Thorpe St Andrew, has had enough of constant communication. The 39-year-old said, "This week alone, I've had about five or six. In a month, it's about 25. County Councillor Ian Mackey received text messages to consult on various topics usually involving council tax. "However bombarding my phone nearly every day with blatant propaganda is, I feel a misuse of my personal data and is overtly political by a council," he said. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said, "Our texts have provoked a reaction and sparked debate on the really important topic of the future of new unitary councils across Norfolk. We firmly believe residents have a right to know about the proposals we will be putting before government in September, so they can make a decision about what's best for our city and wider county for many years to come."
More than 100 golfers have raised £7,000 for a homelessness charity. The fundraiser was held in support of Norwich-based Hopestead, a charity working to end homelessness. The event, held in mid-July at Royal Norwich Golf Club in Western Longville, was organised in partnership with Flagship Services and Gasway, both part of housing provider Bromford Flagship. Golfers took part in 18 holes and pre-round competitions, followed by a silent auction and a raffle. Funds raised will go towards Hopestead's projects, including its Hope at Home scheme. The scheme supports people moving on from homelessness by providing essential household items and furnishings for their new homes.
People living near a beauty spot on the outskirts of Norwich are calling for it to be protected from developers. Neighbours in Beauthorpe have joined forces to get a woodland they claim is vital for wildlife spared from new homes development. The group, Save Beauthorpe Carter Woods, warns it would be devastating if the space was lost due to the ever-increasing housing development in the area. A spokesman for the group said, "The area creates not just a landscape of beauty, but a delicate ecosystem that must be preserved." A petition has been set up to protect the area, already amassing 916 signatures of support. Currently, phase three of the work at the Three Score development is delivering 76 more homes to the area.
The relative of a missionary who suffered a violent death 124 years ago wants a plaque dedicated to him kept in a church which is undergoing development. Oliver Fellows Tompkins was ordained at the United Reformed Church in Princes Street in 1899 and sent out to Papua New Guinea to spread the Christian faith. However, after being killed there, a plaque commemorating the 28-year-old was put up in the church. Now, with recent plans to convert the church into a performing arts centre by independent cultural arts venue ALMA, the great nephew of Oliver wants to make sure his memory continues to live on. Stephen Tompkins, who lives in Cambridge, said he hoped that the plaque would be retained, as Oliver is believed to be one of the first Christian missionaries to have died in Papua New Guinea. After being left empty for 5 years, Norwich City Council approved controversial plans for the building to reopen in July.
A Norwich institution has been picked by the government to receive a share of £54 million to help recruit world-leading researchers to the UK. The John Innes Centre, based at Norwich Research Park, is one of 12 universities and research institutions to get the money from the Global Talent Fund. Bosses at the centre said it will help to attract scientists at the forefront of their fields to come to work and live in Norfolk. A 5-year government fund, which starts in 2025-26, will cover all eligible costs with no requirement for match funding from research organisations. Visa and relocation costs for researchers and their family members will be covered by the fund. Chancellor Rachel Reeves said the fund would help to cement the UK's position as a leading choice for the world's top researchers to make their home.
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. John and Sarah will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Paul and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.